USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden called on Afghans to fight for their country as Taliban forces continue to gain territory in that nation. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Biden said that he doesn't regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from the country, a move that's on track to be completed by the end of the month. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby echoed the president's statement, telling Fox News that the battle will ultimately come down to leadership in Afghanistan to make the difference.
No outcome is inevitable here in Afghanistan, Neil. There are plenty of opportunities ahead for both the government in Kabul and the Afghan forces to turn back this tide and to defend their country. I think when we look back at this in coming months or even years, we're going to look back and we're going to see that leadership was the real difference here. Political leadership in Kabul and military and operational leadership on the ground in Afghanistan. That's what's going to make the difference.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Senate passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill Tuesday by a 69-30 vote, 19 Republicans joining all Democrats in sending the bill to the House. Senator Josh Hawley says he can't believe any Republican senator could vote for the bill. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the infrastructure package was actually a radical piece of legislation that will cost trillions in pork barrel spending.
You know, good question. I have to say I don't know the answer to that question, and I'm disappointed that anybody would support this bill. You said it exactly right. This isn't an infrastructure bill. This is a radical left woke politics bill that has stuff like gender identity mandates in it, the radical equity agenda, the Green New Deal. That's all in this bill. And by the way, it's going to cost trillions of dollars pork barrel spending. There's stuff like bridges and highways in Canada in this bill. We've got to be building highways and bridges in the United States, not in foreign countries. This is a bad bill, and that's why I voted no.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As children across the country get ready to start a new school year, COVID-19 remains a major issue. According to data from the American Academy of Pediatrics, more than 93,000 cases of COVID in children were reported between July 29th and August 5th, comprising nearly 15% of weekly reported cases in the U.S. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says it's possible that some schools could be forced to close and return to virtual learning if there's an outbreak. He tells CNBC that schools should be leaving mitigation efforts in place to start the year.
Unfortunately, it's possible, especially if we go into this school year without the kind of mitigation that we had in place last year. We can't expect to have less measures implemented in terms of trying to control the infection in schools and expect the same result in terms of keeping the infection at bay. So masks are one option, one tool that schools should be looking at. There's other things they could be doing. Keeping children in defined social pods is important so you don't have an outbreak across the whole school, trying to use testing more effectively. A lot of school districts are implementing routine testing, making sure you retrofit air filtration systems and try to get better airflow in the school, and keeping kids in as small social compartments as you can within the schoolhouse. So there's a lot of things schools could be doing. I think, unfortunately, a lot of schools are taking their foot off the brake before the school year begins, and we don't really know what the circumstance is going to be. This is a much more contagious variant. It might be much more difficult to control this in the schools. So the goal should be to keep schools open and try to keep these measures in place until we see how it goes.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.